Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Netflix is raising its prices in the U.S. by 13% to 18%, which is its biggest increase ever. Netflix's most popular plan will now be $13 per month, up from $11. The company's cheapest plan is going up to $9 per month, and a premium HD plan will raise to $16 per month from $14. This is the fourth time that Netflix has raised its U.S. prices, but the first time that higher prices will hit all 58 million U.S. subscribers. A German court threw out a patent lawsuit filed by Qualcomm against Apple after Qualcomm won a recent court ban on the sale of certain iPhones in the country. A regional court dismissed the Qualcomm suit as groundless in an initial verbal decision and said the patent in question was not violated by the installation of its chips in Apple's phones. Qualcomm said it would appeal. It won a separate case back in December that allowed a ban on the sale of older iPhones in Germany. In other Apple news, the company's discounted battery replacement program is now $29 per device, down from $79. John Gruber of Daring Fireball reports that Apple CEO Tim Cook said at a January 3rd employee meeting that in 2018, 11 million iPhone batteries were replaced, which is almost 10 times the standard rate of battery replacements. Apple's battery replacement program began in late 2017. ByteDance launched Douyin, a new social media product in China to compete with WeChat, under its Douyin brand. Now, TikTok is called Douyin in China. Douyin is for private messaging and offers a bunch of special effects and filters, as do other apps, but videos disappear after 72 hours. Alphabet's Loon is looking to make carrier deals and has formed a wireless advisory board that will help it find partners. Founding members include Craig McCaw, who runs Clearwire, the broadband provider that Sprint acquired back in 2013. Ian Small ran technology development at international carrier Telefonica and is currently the CEO of Evernote. And Mamie Walden was an executive VP and president at Verizon, where she managed global media and new business. Comcast-owned NBC Universal announced it's readying a free ad-supported streaming service in the first quarter of 2020 to anyone that subscribes to a traditional pay TV service, and that includes customers from competitors like Charter, AT&T, Cox, and Dish. It will include 1,500 hours of NBC TV shows and cost about $12 a month, a source tells CNBC. The service will be run by Bonnie Hammer, the company announced, and NBC will air between 3 and 5 minutes of ads per hour of programming, NBC Universal CEO Steve Burke told CNBC. A California judge has ruled that law enforcement cannot force people to unlock a mobile phone with their face or their finger. U.S. judges had previously ruled that police were allowed to force unlock devices with biometrics, including fingerprints, faces, or irises, but not passcodes. The newest order comes from the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, based on the denial of a search warrant in Oakland, California, which was based on an investigation into a Facebook extortion crime. And finally, Xinhua reports that China's recent moon lander has sprouted cotton plants on the moon, which is the first time that humans have grown plants on the lunar surface. China's Chang'e 4 mission, lunar lander, and rover was the first human-made vehicle to land softly on the far side of the moon and is carrying experiments and technologies to study the moon's terrain. The experiment was developed by researchers and students at Chongqing University. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.